Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on over there? Fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bop, bop, bop.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bop, bop, bop.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
I'm Darcy Oak, and I am a magician.
COL. Slovakia.
Oh, that's phenomenal to hear this morning.
COL. Slovakia.
That's a keeper. That's going to stay in the archives. 98.5 Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. We're in the Town Fair Tire Studios, and I am always baffled by every time I come in this in the morning. There's my computer's always like completely like it's turned off, disheveled, and there's always some weird thing jammed underneath it. And this morning, it would be the Mike Felger. Mike, what do you call this thing? Like the
screen
spit cover? Mike screen spit cover thing. He brings his own spit cover because he does not trust the mouth goo of the rest of us on the station because he's afraid that he's going to get some sort of herpes or whatever. I don't know if that's a direct shot at me because I use the same microphone as
he said it. Yeah, specifically you.
Specifically because it's me and Beetle that use this one. Does Adam Jones use this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should get one of those. Now that I think, maybe it's not the worst idea in the world to protect myself from the mouth herpes of everybody else. But I like that he's like, you know, I don't like germs, but I'm just going to jam this thing underneath the keyboard.
That's what do you call it? Antibacterial under there. It's fine. But I never noticed that someone pointed it out to me. He comes in and does obviously the wipe downs. He got like 90 Lysol wipes and everything. And then he wipes his hands with the wipe that he used to clean. What he considers to be a germ-infested desk.
Oh, so this is a thing. Like, when he comes in...
Oh, yeah, you can watch it.
Oh, he's been a clean freak for 15, 20 years.
He wipes this whole... He wipes the whole arm down. He wipes the whole desk area down, the mouse, the keyboard. But then he wipes his hand...
With the same thing that he got all the wipe stuff.
So maybe, plot twist, he loves germs.
That's right. You know, that's actually... That is not a bad theory.
He loves to bathe in other people's germs.
Right, he wipes them all up and then just...
What does he do when he takes the mic screen off?
He puts it underneath something dirty.
Yeah.
That's what he did. I mean, just jam this underneath something dirty and put it on there.
Germ lover.
It would be awful for someone to do something with this during the show today.
It'd be terrible.
That wouldn't be a nice thing to do. I would actually not do that to him. That would be a complete a-hole move. Totally a-hole move. But I would be looking the other way if anybody else did. I'm just not going to be the one that would do that. Sure. By the way, the voice you're hearing right now to my left is one of the great Michael Hurley, who will be in this morning delivering fiery takes. Michael Hurley, a man who proves, as I saw when he came in this morning, that someone does indeed buy the jacket at a concert that is sold at the merch booth.
He's feeling it.
He came in this way. Now he's wearing a very festive, flowery shirt. But before that, he had a jacket for the band Thrice.
Yes.
I honestly never thought anybody ever bought the jacket.
No, you shouldn't buy the jacket, but, you know, Thrice is my favorite band.
Okay.
And there's a point, especially now with, like, Spotify and everything, where you're not really supporting them as much as maybe you used to with buying stuff.
Okay, now, that part I actually get. Like, I buy more merchandise of bands now that I know, especially, I mean, not like huge bands. Like, I'm not going to go, like, I'm going to U2 tonight. I don't feel guilty not buying a t-shirt for U2.
Bono's
going
to be all right without that. Yeah,
I think so. But if I went and saw a show of a band that is drawing like 75, 100 people or whatever, or even like, you know, 300 people, I'm thinking to myself, all right, this will legitimately help these guys because they're getting ripped off on all these streaming services.
Right, so. Right. Yeah. So it's like, I didn't even, I don't know. I did buy the album even though I had Spotify. So it's like, you know, sort of. It's making, you know, one speck of an impact, but you just feel like you like the band so much you want to help out. And it's not the worst jacket. The zipper doesn't really work necessarily, but, you know, it's okay.
how much that jacket run you?
There's a little $50 windbreaker there, which okay. is like, which doesn't sound like much, but it's probably like on the upper echelon of my wardrobe costs is $50 for a jacket.
Did you feel like the cool guy? Because, like, you know, for years you go to concerts, you're like, I can't afford the jacket. Like,
I'll get the patch. I'll get the sticker.
Yes, Dan.
All right, Rich, if you are going to the show tonight, I went last night.
Oh, you did? How was it?
I did. It was fabulous. Oh, it's the same stage setup as a couple of tours ago, but it's phenomenal.
If
center line down the middle of the arena.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it before, and I think that Nine Inch Nails might have been the first one to use this technology, but it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
So what happens is there is a, there's like a two smaller stages in the middle of the floor, like on one end where a band usually sets up and then there's a small one on the other, and connecting it is a walkway. But hanging over that long walkway, imagine you being like dead center of the arena, sitting like in the middle of the lower section, like right at half court. What you're looking at would be a giant light wall in which not only do they show like a bunch of like videos and stuff, but at points in the show they'll climb inside the light wall and perform while stuff's moving and swirling all around them. It's one of the more ridiculous light shows that I've seen in a concert.
You know when they made the AT&T Stadium, how long the scoreboard was, so it sort of went almost the entire length.
Yeah.
It's similar to something like that. So imagine that being dropped down from up above in the ceiling. But you know what I did notice? People that go to U2 shows, you know what they love to do?
What?
Wear t-shirts from other U2 shows that they've been to.
Oh, sure.
It's like a flex.
Yeah. It's a flex. It is, you will be amazed. Someone, you know, taking out a shirt from 1984 that they haven't sure. worn in 30 years.
Oh, did you catch him at the Palladium in 89? No, I did.
Exactly.
I did.
Yeah. And I had the shirt.
You're not a real U2 fan.
Yeah. You are one of the 10,000 people who say they were there in a place that what, holds like, what, 300?
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. So, but that, the one thing, though, about those U2 this U2 show is that, you know me, I'm a massive U2 fan. Like, that's, I've always said you're allowed to be pathetic about one team and about one band. With no apologies, you can be absolutely pathetic about them. U2, for my entire life, well, I guess since like 86, when I was a kid, because I had like older brothers. And I was a little kid, I was obsessed with them, and I grew up being totally into that band. This is the first tour that I actually looked at the ticket prices and I went, you priced me out.
Yeah.
I said, I can't do this. Like, I went to go get like a cheap seat, and like some of the cheaper seats were several hundred dollars, like a ticket. So what I did is I ended up caving and I bought tickets, but I am, no exaggeration, I think I'm 10 rows from the top. Of
really?
The arena. Like,
yeah.
I said, okay. I'm going to go because I love this band, and I really would feel like I was missing out because I'm a huge fan, but I can't pay these prices. Like, and the funny thing is that we're at the point where we could, you know, in our careers where we could feel pretty comfortable going to any show that we want to, but F that, man. I think it was like $350 for a low seat. Is that right, Dan?
$329.50.
That's insane. Wow. Like, that is insane.
Like, the most that could happen is that you'll see a concert. Like, there's no added potential right. benefit
there. Should
there
should be a meal right. involved.
Someone meeting the band or something like that. I mean, that was crazy. So I went online and I'm like, am I paying $350? And the thing is, it's not just me. You're not buying one ticket when you go.
Right.
You're buying one for you and for me. In my case, it would be my wife. And, like, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll bring my son, too, because he's into it as well. I mean, that's let me see this.
You have to frame that.
So Dan, oh my God, Dan, Loge 22. Is that's a pretty good seat though. I mean, that's in the Loge, but still $329.50, and that's without like the service fees and all that stuff, right?
Yep. At that point, you're just like, yeah, whatever.
There's parking.
Yeah, right.
There's
I'm already getting murdered. Yeah. Right?
$40 per ticket. That's not that bad.
I mean, that's insanity. And I remember when I completely ripped on the Eagles. They were like the first band about like 15 years ago.
The comeback tour, yeah.
Yeah, that realized, you know what? The people are going to pay whatever. And we're at the age where their average fan at that point was probably right about, you know, late 30s, yeah, early 40s, where people are a little bit comfortable and they can spend a little bit of money. And they just said, we're going to take advantage. And they raked it in. But $350 for a seat to a concert that's not like front row or something like that, it's ridiculous. I think my seats that are like 10 from the top or 10 rows from the top were, with fees and everything, like $150 a ticket.
Yeah. It's like you might as well spend $320.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you wouldn't. I mean, it's like, I mean, because I ended up, I am bringing my son. So it's three of us. I mean, so that's over $1,000 to go to a concert for three people.
But at least that's you two, because there was a concert there maybe two or three weeks ago. Email went around work. Someone had tickets. It was the Depeche Mode.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, hey, I got two extra tickets. I'm looking to sell them in the face at like $119 each. And I'm like, why? Like, that's for Depeche Mode. That's not exactly a good value.
You see, Depeche Mode, I would almost say that it's worth more than the U2 ticket.
They come around less? Or?
Yeah, I don't think they've been here in like a decade or something like that. Like, that's a big deal.
So, like, but at the same time, I went on like StubHub the day of Ray's ticket, and it was like, you could get in for like $5.
Oh, could you? Okay, well, that's different. See, if there was a band that like hasn't played in like a decade, and they came around and they were doing that, like some reunion tour or whatever like that, I wouldn't feel so bad paying that kind of money, because it's like, I want to be one of the... I paid to see Guns N' Roses when they got back together. Like, I
wasn't that terrible?
It was excellent.
Oh, really?
I'm not kidding.
What was it was another Guns N' Roses show where they didn't show up, right?
Oh, that was the one where I saw the Riot, which was excellent. No, that was just Fatty Magoo and the guys that weren't Flash. That was when Axl Rose went out there with the dude with the chicken on his head, the chicken bucket, and they didn't even show up, and there was a riot. I called Fred. This is when he was working nights. And I like did a live play-by-play of like people getting brained by seats that were being removed. It was in Philly, of course.
Okay.
And so the fans in Philadelphia had been drinking all day. And dumbass Axl hired his opening act was a DJ. And like none of these guys wanted to hear this stupid DJ. And he was like playing like dumb songs. And so people had been drinking for 3 hours between the DJ. And finally at like 10:45, there was no Axl. And a person went on. And you could tell something was going to happen because security just left. And somebody went on the PA and said, ladies and gentlemen, we regret to inform you that Guns N' Roses will not, and they couldn't even get the words out, and the place started going nuts. And then the guy said, please do not take your frustrations out on any of the equipment or the arena. And that was almost like, oh yeah, we can take our frustrations out of the equipment.
Folks, that soundboard is worth $15,000 if you don't mind leaving it alone.
I'm not kidding you. People climbed up on that setting, the thing in the middle of the floor where it runs the sound of the soundboard. These like a group of about 20 guys came up and started smashing like gear that probably was worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Started smashing it. People were climbing up on the stage and smashing some of the speakers. Like, it was insane. The riot police had to show up. The guys with the shields. And the worst was that I saw somebody they ripped a chair out of the 300 section, the bolted chair, and threw it onto the floor where it hit a girl in the head and she hit the ground.
That's a problem.
It was kind of entertaining.
Yeah, I was going to say, you do get your money's worth.
You see,
you didn't get to see Guns N' Roses, but you saw something you'll never see
again. Well, that was the thing. Is like, I was sitting there, and I knew, and he had a track record of not showing up, Axl. And so I was sitting there thinking, as time was going on, I'm like, I might not see a Guns N' Roses show, but I might see a riot, and that might make it worth it.
Right.
And sure enough, it was phenomenal.
You could go to Buffalo the next day and see Guns N' Roses, but you wouldn't see a riot again.
But you would have to know they canceled the tour after that. That was pretty much the end of it. I think most all the arenas were like, all right, well, maybe we don't book these guys anymore. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about. Last night was an interesting night. Draft night delivered on so many levels. It was one of the few nights, and we'll get into this in a little bit. It was one of the very rare nights where Twitter was a good thing.
Yeah.
You're right. It showed that Twitter can be great
if community.
Used the right way. Oh, without a doubt.
Everyone was in on it.
And you know what?
Everyone was pals.
It was great because it also involved somebody flipping a middle finger to ESPN.
Right.
Like one of the most powerful media members out there when it involves the NBA, flipping a gigantic, like Empire State Building size middle finger to the worldwide leader.
I'd argue there was two. There was a double.
Those were double.
Both of them were up. It was Kid Rock in 1998 right there. That's what you had.
That's right. On top of that, the Celtics fan should be pretty happy this morning. From everything I'm reading and everything I'm seeing, it sounds like it was a win. We'll get your opinion on it as well. 617-779-0985.
We all have our morning routine.
These kids ain't going to learn nothing.
Thanks for making Toucher and Rich part of yours.
That's right, baby.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okie dokie. Let's go.
Recap me what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
.5 Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. We got Michael Hurley filling in this morning for Fred. Well, if you believe the critics, Danny Ainge done fleeced him again.
With the 27th pick in the 2018 NBA draft, the Boston Celtics select Robert Williams III from Texas A&M University.
And with the 27th overall pick in the 2018 NBA draft, the Boston Celtics are way smarter than all the other 26 suckers that picked before them, if you believe every critic who commented on the draft last night. They select Texas A&M forward Robert Williams. This guy is 6'10" with a 7'6" wingspan. Now, Williams entered the draft as one of the top prospects in terms of rim protection and shot blocking. And ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski described him as not only a lottery-level talent, but also the steal of the first round. Woj is a smart man.
Well, Boston has been looking
for... By the way, this is great because he had already tweeted that the Celtics are going to take him, but when he, on the TV side, he has to pretend like he doesn't know that the Celtics are going to take him.
Well, Boston has been looking for a young big man to start bringing in behind Al Horford. And one player on the board who is a lottery-level talent, Texas A&M's Robert Williams, almost came out after his freshman year last year and was projected at that time to be a top 7 or 8 player. Questions about his attitude, work ethic had knocked him almost out of the first round here, but he is high on the Celtics draft board, and if they select him here, he could be a steal of this first round.
Yeah, you know that they're going to, and you know that they are going to get the steal of the first round because they're smart.
Williams, it's like when you're talking to like kids about Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy or whatever, you're like, if the Tooth Fairy comes tonight, you know, you might have some money under your pillow.
Well, he earned, Williams earned the SEC Defensive Player of the Year and a spot on the SEC All-Defensive Team in both seasons that he was with the Aggies. So you're saying, wow, that's neato. Then why the hell did he drop to 27? Well, as Wojnarowski kind of was speaking about there, there were character concerns, according to some of the people who were reporting on this. Also, that he has a tendency to leave you wanting more, according to one scout, and his competitiveness has been questioned. Now, Wojnarowski also later on said that he believes that Williams can be a big steal if you can get Brad Stevens to get him to consistently play at his best. And that I say, it's Brad Stevens does,
it's
baby.
Done. It's done.
It's a magic maker. It's done. So he's known for his defense. He's a horrible free throw shooter. I think they also said yesterday
54%, I think.
Is he 54%? Okay, so he's Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's a horrible free throw shooter. On top of that, he is not very good at shooting threes. I think they said yesterday that he was 2 for 30.
2 for 30 in 2 years.
Okay. Yes.
Well, I think he missed all of them last year. Yeah. He was over 12 or something like that.
To be honest, he didn't take many.
12 or something?
No, he missed 28 of the 30. Yeah. I would say, then why are you having him shoot 3-point shots?
Well, I think they curbed it after year one.
Okay. I got to be honest with you. If you're a big and you come into the league, you have to try and shoot threes. That's pretty much the rule now. You have to be able to step out and at least give the threat of making something out there, which is why Aaron Bain started shooting threes at the end of the season.
That's what I said. What is the first thing you thought of when you heard that stat?
Right.
It's just like, well,
the magic maker is going to get to work.
Brad Stevens going to step in there and say, hey, you know, Aaron Baines, look at you. You can't shoot a three. Now you magically can.
Even Jalen Brown. I mean, when they drafted him, it was can't shoot, can't shoot, can't shoot.
Sure.
Guy can shoot. And, so, I mean, it's you know.
And I know Horford kind of started doing it with the Hawks, but he perfected it when he was a Celtic.
Mm-hmm.
We can agree to that, right? I mean, his stats went up.
Perfected it? Yeah.
I would say his 3-point percentage from what it was when he first joined the league, I would say that is
He didn't start shooting threes until about a year and a half before he joined the Celtics. So,
He was getting ready for Brad.
Sure.
He knew about Brad. He was reading up on him.
You are precious, Hurley.
He was going to make that move. But that's the other thing, is that they say that he has tended to disappear for stretches of games on offense. Now, he is like super, he's a very athletic big man. I mean, if you watch any of the clips from last year, I mean, they're comparing him to DeAndre Jordan.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's fine.
You have to compare somebody to somebody.
I understand.
I kill Tommy Heinsohn during the season for doing
Russell.
That.
If forced to make a comparison, that's fine. But there
which
are reasons. There's a reason. There's only one DeAndre Jordan. Most big men have to be able to shoot the basketball from outside of five feet
on draft night. These people have to. They had. That's their job. To compare. DeAndre Jordan, I think, is fine.
I get it. All right.
This guy. This steams much.
Okay.
He's got a lot of the great one in there.
Sure.
I'll never forget what he compared. Was it Steamsman to Bill Russell?
Steamsman to Russell, yes.
All right, well, that's good. Now,
who was Michael Jordan? Someone was Michael Jordan.
Who did he compare to Michael Jordan? I don't even think I remember
Avery
that.
Greg Monroe. I think it was Avery Bradley's defense reminds me of Jordan.
Nenad Krstic.
Right. The bald one, yeah.
Sure. Well, Danny Ainge seems to like what he sees out of Williams. Serious.
I think I saw him twice live and a few times last year as well. But our staff saw him a lot more than that. He's a player that we like coming into this draft process. He's a rim protector and a rebounder. And a guy that can, play above the rim on both ends of the court. You know, we don't have much of that. You know, we have a little bit of that, but not what he can do. So his abilities to protect the rim and rebound and run the floor, I think, are some of his greatest traits, and we can use those.
This is a great pick, not because he's going to come in and play 35 minutes a game. He may never play 35 minutes a game. In today's day and age in the NBA, even a guy like Hassan Whiteside, who's a phenomenal shot blocker but can't shoot outside of 10 feet, is only playing 25, 26 minutes a game.
Sure.
So this guy is not going to be forced to play at all. He's going to be a lower rotational player to begin. What do you expect out of him? 10, 15 minutes a game to start? The point is there's absolutely no pressure on him to come in and make a sizable impact. This guy only played about 25 minutes a game in college, so this is great. And if you get the shot blocking and you can make some shots from outside of 5 feet, that's a bonus. Just bring him along. Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens have the luxury of taking it easy with this kid, not forcing him to do too much.
Well, we also know that the Celtics can turn one way on a dime when you've been hearing reports of something else completely opposite. And the reports last night were that drafting this guy doesn't mean that they are not going to re-sign Aaron Baines, or they don't have the intention of re-signing Aaron Baines. This doesn't exclude any of that. And apparently that's something they do want to do. They want to actually get him on there. Depends how much money he's going to go for.
But it does give them a little bit of leverage, though. There's a little bit less need because without a big man, you kind of need it. So, I mean, they bought themselves a little bit of flexibility there.
I mean, and people kind of forget how good Daniel Tice was this season. So, yeah. I mean, if you've got Daniel Tice back, and if you can re-sign Aaron Baines, you're right. This guy's a complete and total luxury. And who knows whether or not he's even going to be on the starting roster. He might be G-leaguing it for a while. I mean, you never know.
That probably wouldn't say much to his competitiveness. But that's why I think that red flag, you don't throw it out the window. It obviously could rear its head. But on this team, on a very good team, on a team that should win the Eastern Conference, if you can't get competitive in that environment, then you can't ever get competitive. So I feel like he lands in the right spot to be an NBA player.
All right, 617-779-0985. When we get back, Adrian Wojnarowski, who we've been talking about this morning, now works for ESPN. He used to work for Yahoo. And dude got pissed last night. He does not like being told what to do by ESPN. And so the guy got super creative. It was, once again, it was the reason. This is what Twitter could be. 364 days out of the year, it is a vile negative mess. Yesterday, it was phenomenal. So we will get to that, how he flipped a giant middle finger to ESPN, right after John Walk's headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics finally got a shot blocker and a rebounder last night at the NBA draft. They remained at pick number 27 overall, and Texas A&M center Robert Williams is there to be taken, giving Brad Stevens a new dimension on the floor.
Danny and Mike really started talking about him around 17 or 18, and he's a really talented guy. There's a lot of good players out there, and each pick we were hoping more and more that would be available at 27.
Williams has had some injury problems over his career, which lasted two seasons for the Aggies. He was a starter on a Sweet 16 team this past season while averaging close to a double-double. Meanwhile, Arizona's DeAndre Ayton was taken first overall by Phoenix. After that, Marvin Bagley Jr. went second to Sacramento. Luka Doncic third to Atlanta. Jaren Jackson Jr. fourth to Memphis. And Trae Young fifth to Dallas. Doncic and Young were then traded for each other. Red Sox offense woke up yesterday in Minnesota. Team finished off their road trip with a record of 6-4 by beating the Twins 9-2. Rick Porcello allowed one hit over seven shutout innings, and Mookie Betts was 3-for-5 as part of a 16-hit attack. Sox back at Fenway Park tonight to play Seattle. The NFL will reportedly suspend Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston for 3 games. This after an alleged sexual assault of an Uber driver in Scottsdale, Arizona over 2 years ago. And in soccer news, there are 3 more matches today at the World Cup. That includes Brazil and Costa Rica, who begin at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Fitchburg State University. Online and on-campus summer session starts July 9th. Register at fitchburgstate.edu/summer. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Fridays are brought to you by the wonder of it all at Foxwoods Resort Casino. Enjoy the spa, try your luck at a hand, indulge in sugar, or see a show. There are so many ways to create your winning moment at Foxwoods. Start now at foxwoods.com.
Hi, it's Sue. Great news. It's your turn to save at Pride Kia. We've marked down every Kia because we want to sell them all by June 30th. So during the Kia America's Best Value Summer event, you can lease a 2018 Kia Optima LX for $79 a month or a 2018 Kia Stinger Premium for $229 a month. Don't miss your turn to save at Pride Kia on the Linway or PrideKiaofLynn.com.
Get a step ahead by taking a summer course at Fitchburg State University. They offer more than 200 graduate and undergraduate summer courses online and on campus. Find one that fits your busy schedule and earn 3 credits in just 5 weeks. Fitchburg State offers quality and affordable degrees in high-demand careers, including nursing, business, data science, communications, and education. Summer sessions begin on July 9th. Register today at fitchburgstate.edu/summer.
Geico gives you a quick way to save money, and 98.5 The Sports Hub is giving you a quick way to get your sports fix using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable the Sports Hub. Then say, Alexa, open the Sports Hub. Now you get Boston's flagship station for Patriots, Bruins, Celtics, and the Revolution anywhere when you have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to the Sports Hub in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo and switch to Geico if you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, or RV insurance. Get it at geico.com.
The Home Depot delivers on your terms. Just say when, where, and how. Get free delivery on over 1 million items. No membership required. Need it fast? Order in-stock items online and pick them up in as little as 2 hours. Or tell us when you'll be home and we'll bring your order to your front door today. Go from doing to done faster with the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
The No Down, Low Down sales event is on at Ira Toyota Danvers. Lease a new 2018 Corolla LE for $134 a month. Or a new 2018 RAV4 LE for only $184 a month. 36 months, 12,000 miles per year. Zero security deposit. $2,777 down payment. First payment, $650 acquisition fee and $495 dock fee due at signing. Visit ToyotaDanvers.com. If the Ira Oval is on your car, you know you got a great deal. Stock number JC059038. W786-209. Tax and fees extra. Out of group credit. See dealer for detail. N63018.
Make it a light round on Amstel Light this summer when you purchase 2 Amstel Light 12-packs now through July 31st. Receive a free round to golf on the Scottish tradition at the links at the Outlook Golf Course just 70 miles from Boston and South Berwick, Maine. Or beautifully manicured Wayland Country Club surrounded by 1,000 acres of conservation land. Look for the Amstel Light display at participating retailers and enjoy a free round of golf on Amstel Light. Enjoy your refreshing 95-calorie Amstel Light this summer. Must be 21 plus. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly on the 19th hole. Rules and restrictions apply.
There you are. I've got great news. When you use your Capital One Venture card to book and pay for a room on hotels.com/venture, you'll earn 10 miles for every dollar you spend at thousands of hotels. Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does. Just like the smooth jazz in this hotel lounge.
Wow, Captain Obvious. I didn't realize you were such a jazz fan.
I have 2 loves in my life. This deal and the jazz tuba.
Clearly, it loves you right back. What's in your wallet?
Offer available through January 2020. Capital One Bank USANA.
At the Home Depot, we're pouring more into paint. And right now, we're giving more to pros. For 1 week only, all Pro Extra members receive 25% off all Behr Pro and PPG Ultra High paint. Savings like that, you can take to the bank. Literally. Unbelievable quality. unbeatable prices. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid June 18th through the 24th. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout for discount. See store for details.
Don't miss your turn to save at Pride Chevy. With zero down, offers on hundreds of new Chevys, including Silverado. Only at Pride Chevy Lynn or PrideChevy.com. Find new roads.
Time and temperature are brought to you by Napa. It's 61 degrees at 636 this month at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Avalanche AC recharge kits are on sale for just $39.99 plus a $15 prepaid Visa gift card by mail. Quality parts. That's Napa know-how.
98.5thesportshub.com is your connection to the world of Boston sports.
Five of Sports Hub. It's Sutcher and Rich. Michael Hurley filling in this morning. We'll take your calls in a few minutes. I know we've got Kyle Draper is going to be on with us at 7:20. Also, Sean Grandy will be talking about the Kyle Draper getting dissed kind of last night by Danny Ainge.
In the wee hours of the morning, Ainge, everyone was a little punchy set. Yes.
We will get into that. But first, I've been talking about this show now that it's the summer and there's, you know, a lot less sports on TV to have to keep track of. A lot of people are catching up on these TV shows that they've been missing out on, and I've been telling you about Black Mirror.
Black Mirror is amazing.
Black Mirror is great.
Agreed.
Black Mirror is a show that as I've been saying before, it's on Netflix, and there's four seasons worth of shows that are out there,
like six episodes each. They're like little movies.
Right. That's right. They're and like an hour each or less. And the best thing about it is that you can watch any single one at any time because it's not like an ongoing story. It's like the Twilight Zone, where right. every episode is a story unto its own with a beginning and an end. And the best way, in my opinion, to start watching it is just go online and Google top 10 Black Mirror episodes and watch the top 10. And then you can kind of watch the rest if you want to. Fill in the gaps. I've seen, I think, 8 episodes now. I finally watched one last night that was based on the writer of Black Mirror saw those videos that have been coming out of MIT of those robotic dogs that just, you know, they can open doors now and they made an entire episode. I think it's the shortest episode of Black Mirror. It's like 40 minutes long and it's called Metalhead.
Is that in the newest season?
Yes.
I have two episodes left. I don't think I've seen. That's one of the two I haven't seen.
Dude, it's like the only Black Mirror that is just 40 minutes of nonstop terror. It's from the second it starts, like it's nonstop action. So what happens at the very beginning of it is like you see these three people and it looks like they're in this area where everything, like it's like in the middle of nowhere in the desert, but they're trying to find some warehouse because there's something that they're trying to get. It's very mysterious. They do mention that none of the animals are alive anymore. It looks like it's kind of post-apocalyptic, and they go to this warehouse and they're trying to be really quiet because they're scared of something, and they lift up this box and behind it is this little ball that turns into a robotic dog, and for 40 minutes, this robotic dog just chases them and murders people one by one. It is terrifying. And they said the guy who wrote it saw those videos that MIT put out and said the scariest thing to me was how, like, the robot would fall over, the robot dog, and you think it was done, and then it would just slowly and kind of clumsily get back up and just start running after you again.
And that's the thing with those episodes, like, all of them, they're all different levels of being sort of unrealistic right now, and then you apply maybe 10 seconds of thought, and you're like, that could totally happen within 7 years, within 5 years, that could happen tomorrow.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, the whole series is about how technology could screw us all over in the end, and there's only, out of like the 26 or 7 episodes, I think there's only like 2 that end happily.
Even then, though, happy is
kind of weird,
suspect,
right?
But the thing with that is it's like, you can't binge it. You can't binge Black Mirror because it ends and you just kind of sit there alone on your couch just like, it's like weighing on your chest.
Yeah, it's devastating.
Because it's heavy.
Yeah,
it's heavy.
Matter of fact, I read an interview with the creator and he goes, this is probably the least binge-worthy show because, you know, with me, it's like each one I want to go and I want to read about it. Like, what was happening.
The Reddit threads and the theories.
It's one of the few shows I completely get into that way. But you want to talk about technology kind of going in a different direction. You mentioned something, Michael, off the air. And this is something that I've been
freaking out about for a while.
Yeah.
Now.
And so yeah, I've heard you. That's why I told you, because you've talked about it on the air. And the other day, watching the NHL Awards, which, by the way, the serious stuff was a real bummer of the NHL Awards. I was looking for bad jokes and cheesy celebrities and things like that, but yeah, they went heavy.
50%, but the heavy stuff was good.
It was excellent, well, but that's not why I watched the NHL Awards. But anyway, those two clowns came out and promoted the video game, which was probably the worst 5 minutes of television of all time.
I didn't know if they were hockey players doing a skit or actual comedians.
And it was right after that great tribute to Parkland,
oh my God,
Florida.
It was offensive.
Shut up. Seriously.
Guys, we're going to make the chel. It was so bad.
We have something special for you guys tonight.
That's right, boys.
It was like a high school talent show level production. But so they do like the commercial and the video game looked cool, and like they have like pond hockey and all that. And my wife goes, oh, I'll get you that for your birthday. Like jokingly, because I don't exactly have time to play video games these days. Uh-huh. And I'm like, well, like, you got to get me the whole system because I don't have a PS4. I only have a PS3. And she goes, oh, well, that'd be funny. And that was it. Yep. And then the next day, I'm online, and I got Facebook, and these ads start showing up on the right side for used PS4s.
Okay, and there was no Google search or anything like that? Okay,
no.
All right. Well, let's, because I had another moment, because when we mentioned that on the air, people are saying, oh, it's BS. It's like...
That's the first time it happened to me like that with voice.
Okay, where it happened where you
and
think
I don't have, like,
listening to you.
I don't have an Alexa or anything like that, just phones.
Okay, I'm the same way. So this past Tuesday, I had to go to the ear doctor. Like, I had to get something checked out. For some reason, like, my right ear, I couldn't hear anything. And so they got it checked out and everything. Because my allergies are so bad, and sometimes there's,
it's
like,
all connected.
Crazy,
there's tubes.
It's all everywhere. So, you know, I'm a mess. Like, I mean, I'm sure that, like, behind my nose is just a giant golf ball-sized ball of gunk. So I went in there, and I was talking to him. And they said, well, what have you been taking to hopefully, you know, help this? And I said, well, I've been doing this. And I said, last week I bought some Afrin. And he goes, no, you shouldn't use Afrin, because Afrin you can get addicted to. That's something that, you know, if you use it too long, it'll be bad. He goes, you need to use Flonase. And I said, okay, well, Flonase, that sounds good. I'll try that out. Sure enough, I get home, I check my Facebook, ads all over it for Flonase. I did no Googling, I did no searching. It was literally a conversation between two people. Flonase, of all the random products.
I mean, that one, there's at least some possibility that given the seasons and the allergies and everything that they target, you know, whatever. But I lean toward the X-Files.
Nope. It being the specific product that he was talking about with me.
Your phone was in the room. Your phone was in the room, not being used, right?
Right.
It was just
kind
of sitting there.
Like a black mirror.
Not used.
Yeah. I think this is an episode for season 5. I do.
That's why they call it that, by the way. That's a black mirror.
Ah!
It is. I think it's right. It's the screen you look into.
Early, I said we needed a deep thinker like you on the show.
I had to look that one up.
Here we go.
I didn't understand it. Then it all made sense.
Don't tell me our phones are not listening to us constantly. And our information is being sold to the highest bidder.
Ice cream!
And it's what, I mean, we know our emails and stuff like that. You get the targeted ads and stuff like that. But the voice thing is a little bit much.
All right. Andrew, you're on Toucher and Rich.
Hi. If any of you have the Facebook app on your phone, then your microphone is open at all times listening, and then it's force-feeding you all of the related apps. They went over this when they had the whole government thing going on, and everybody just kind of breezed over it. As long as that app or anything Facebook-related or any app that has access to Facebook, which is a million of them, all of those things are listening to you right now, and they're going to feed you an advertisement.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I just checked the Facebook settings, and it says microphone is on. So let's go ahead and shut that off. That's a good tip.
You know what's weird?
I don't think the Facebook Corporation would ever sell our information for nefarious purposes or anything like that.
You know what's crazy about all this? As paranoid as I am about it and as much as I hate it,
I don't really care.
Willing to give up your cell phone?
No. We talked about that, too, because I told my wife about this. She's like, we got to get off the grid. We got to get rid of these.
Like, I kind of like knowing what year Can't Touch This came out when I'm in an argument with my friend.
Yeah. Or like my neighbor the other day had this awful Kenny Chesney song on repeat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell song is this? I hit, you know, SoundHound and it plays. And now I know what the worst Kenny Chesney song ever is.
And
we're
that,
just saying something.
The price is your privacy.
Yeah, it's fine.
All of your information. Which
I'm not hiding
be,
anything.
Which will be used against you by the government. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick, you're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, so you know your Flonase just inspired an idea. How about the next episode? Anyone takes the Flonase gets mind controlling nanobots.
Listen, we're not too far off from that. We are not too far off from that.
Actually, it's funny you say that. You know how you're saying, oh, like, you know, it's strange. It's close, you know, not as close to reality as you think. There's one, actually, that uses a social credit system just like China does now.
Yes. The first episode of season 3 or 2.
Oh, I haven't seen it. No, but I'm all in on it. I'll definitely watch it. But that stuff,
it's basically like humans' value is based on, you're basically a Yelp review.
Oh, no,
at all
that's
times.
That's Nosedive.
Yes,
I did see that one. That was great. Yeah,
and that one is so believable.
It's great. It's like,
don't spoil it.
I won't.
It's not.
I just started it. Spoil it.
Imagine a society where you go up to buy a cup of coffee somewhere, and instantly the person who's selling you the coffee and you who are buying the coffee can rate how nice of a person the other person is. And it takes like 2 seconds. And like everywhere you look, you can rate anybody or any person, and that rating affects your credit score. It affects where you can shop, where you can go, where you can eat. Your standing in life. And
where you can live.
Yeah, where you can live.
You can't get a condo or whatever. Like, it's your whole life.
And the great thing about the episode is there's this one woman who wants to live in this super exclusive condo community because she thinks her life's going to be better if she has a higher credit score. So she hires this company to try to help her out. And everything she does ends up backfiring in the most horrible way. So, I mean, but I believe it could happen.
Oh, yeah.
This could definitely happen.
I mean, it happens. I mean, ask any business owner about Yelp. I mean, it's basically already happening.
Sure.
For companies.
Paul, you're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, Matt, first time caller. I love the show. Anyways, I have one of those stories that you guys are talking about right now. It's funny. It happened to be an allergy one. So a month ago, I'm just wake up from bed. I have allergies, whatever. So I go to take a specific brand, Zizol. It's pretty new. That's my first time buying it. Never Googled it. Never anything like that. So I come back, check Instagram, and it's one of the first things I see.
Yeah.
A Zizol ad. I'm like, I've never Googled it. Never. Yeah. I live by myself, so I don't talk to anyone about it or anything like that.
I don't talk to anybody.
I went to the gym once, not to brag, pumped some iron.
Sure.
And I wanted a little protein afterwards, so I went to the pharmacy and bought a protein bar. Like, I'd never heard of this. It was just whatever. It's like, give me a protein bar.
Yeah.
I go home, I'm scrolling Instagram, and that specific company was on my Instagram feed.
Okay.
Which, granted, I don't know how quickly that can turn around with the credit card and everything, but they know.
But they figured it out.
It got there.
Somehow they figured it out.
It's
all
linked
right
to the Facebook account, so everything goes back to Facebook.
Full phone lines. It's kind of funny. 617-779-0985. We'll take your calls on this for a minute. And also, Terry Rozier might have done something last night to get himself traded from this team. We will get to that right after John Wallach's headlines.